It's the Final Four of March Madness, the Snacks. The Snack champions for each of the four regional conferences are set to square off and determine which one is the greatest of all time. Disney East, Disney West, Disney International, and Universal USA. Four culinary warriors remain, and only one can wear the crown. Some call it happiness, but we call it madness. And since we're talking about the best snacks, why don't we talk about the worst? It's snack grenades at Disney. It's all happening right here on the We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
It was pretty epic. It was the awe at the end there. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So epic.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt I was going for epic time.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Nom nom, me hearties, nom nom. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and the magic snack savant from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, what's happening, girl?
Oh, not much. What's happening with you?
I mean, I'm not packing for Disney like somebody is, so I can't be doing that good.
I mean, I don't know how good I'm doing at the packing. It's like,
yeah, I don't know how many crazy outfits you got going on. So yeah, it's a little bit more work for you.
Like so many, I want to take a nap when I think about it.
Yeah. Well, you better jump on it. And we're also joined by a comedian, Diz nerd, and decadent ice cream snob. It's Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark, what's happening?
What?
Such a snob, so sharp. Oh boy, are you having ice cream right now and being kind of a dink about it?
Obviously. Shush. Shush.
Did you
Go
have
from me?
Did you?
I'm busy eating ice cream.
Did you finish eating? What is it? Cheese board? Is that the ice cream? Cheese board?
Oh yeah, cheese board. That's a delicious one too.
That was the craziest ice cream
I've ever. I'm having pineapple tart right now. So.
See, that actually sounds like ice cream. Cheese board. Sounds like a cheese board. I'm just saying, but right on. You fancy, Mark. Listen, fancy, dude.
Listen, if you don't understand ice creams, I can't explain it to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't help you.
All right.
I can't and I won't.
Yeah.
Miriam, do you like fancy ice cream? Like what kind of ice cream? Oh, yeah? Well, give me like a fancy scoop for Miriam that you'd be into.
There is a place by my house and in the summertime they have my favorite flavor and it's an elderberry. Ooh. Like cordial.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
It's really good. It's a sorbet, though.
You are fancy. Wow, guys. You
get out.
Yeah, really.
Get out. Imagine.
I'm like a cookie dough.
Draw the line.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, get out.
Do not speak to me about sorbets.
No dairy.
Sherberts.
Get out of here.
No. Get out.
Out. I'll have the cheese board, please. Thank you. I'll have what he's having.
I don't like the voice you made on
that. Don't like my nerd, my snob ice cream nerd voice?
Because you're mocking me. That's directed towards
is
me.
Is this an ice cream or a cordial? I'd like me a cordial. You know, this
cordial.
Is,
you don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't. I really. I'm
it's
not an ice cream snob.
Alcoholic drink that goes in this sorbet. Oh,
I thought so. But I don't know. I thought it was some fancy ice cream. I didn't know. I thought it was some kind of flavor that I wasn't aware of. Guys, you guys are just so fancy when it comes to ice cream.
Alcohol flavor.
Your booze is fancy. Your ice cream is fancy. You straight up fancy kids. So good on you. All right, friends. Well, we got a big, big show today. And you know what? Today's episode is sponsored by our good friends at Waltimir and Mick. Waltimir and Mick, you got to check these guys out. They're a Disney style boutique where Disney style and pop culture collide. So much amazing and fun apparel. You have to check it out yourself. Check out waltimirandmick.com for all their offerings. Miriam, you must have like a pile of this guy's stuff. Am I right? Or
absolutely. Yeah. I'm obsessed with his Britney meets Disney line. I have a couple of very funny ones.
Yeah.
And go if everybody goes right now to our page, you can enter to win a $50 voucher for his site and all of his beautiful apparel.
Yeah, it's the March Madness.
Go to our Instagram page and enter to win that giveaway with Waltimir and Mick.
Don't you dare miss the March Madness of Snacks giveaways. Continue in a straight up $50 gift card. That's the gift that keeps on giving. Get anything you want.
And he's got a lot of cute stuff.
Oh, super cute. And it's t-shirts, it's sweaters, it's all kinds of cool apparel. Check him out today. It's Waltimear Mick sponsoring right here on March Madness. We like theme parks. Thanks, guys. Waltimear and Mick, both of you. We appreciate you. All right, friends. Well, we sold their shirts. Why don't we sell some of our own? It's TeePublic time.
TeePublic presents...
It's your shout-out.
TeePublic is where you can find all kinds of Diz, Nerdy, and Universal shirts. Maybe even some Britney. Go onto our website, click on t-shirts, shop on our page. Poke around, there's lots of cool stuff. It's a cool way to support us. And you can have cool gear for the parks alongside your Waltimear mix.
Why don't I go first today?
All right.
Okay, my Insta shout-out is at TRBKate, and this is Catherine. She has been a listener for a long time, and she's going back through our old catalog. So we were talking on Instagram about our T2, the Born Stuntacular episode a while ago, and she wanted us to know that there are Terminator fans out there still. So we're really glad that Catherine cleared that up for us.
Yeah.
And she also wants us to come up with a Jurassic Park nerd name.
Oh.
And everybody else nerdy names except for Jurassic Park fans.
Jurassicons, Jurassic Parkers.
I think we should just call them Toronto Raptors.
I mean, I like that. Jurassic Jerry's, like, no, that sounds old. I don't know. This is super fun. We'll cook up something for you, Catherine. Don't you sweat it. But yeah. She likes Terminator and Jurassic Park. Like, this is a hardcore Universal fan. I like what she's putting down.
Absolutely. That's at TRBKates.
How about Jurassic Kids?
Oh, Jurassic Kids. That's pretty good.
That's funny.
I like it. All right. I got to give a shout out too, since we're doing Instagram. This is my friend. This is a new friend. This is Magic with Sophia. Sophia, she just loves everything Disney. She's spreading positivity with all her magic, and she's a WWAP holder. Check out her stuff. She's doing some fun things and at the parks. And she's a new listener and a new friend. So we just wanted to give her a shout out and say, what's up? And that's your TeePublic shout out. All right. Mark, hey, you got one?
No.
All right. Looking good, Mark. Looking good.
No, I'll say this, though. you said you shouted out an annual pass holder. Who isn't an annual pass holder? You know what I mean?
Me.
Me.
Aren't we all? So just me? I'm the only one
who's pretty,
an annual pass who doesn't use it at all?
Yeah, who can't go.
Let's cut this out of the podcast. It's too depressing.
All right, let's do some news.
Talking about news.
All right, so our first news item, Disneyland is opening April 30th to California residents, as we know. And today they announced all the attractions that will be open on the 30th and which ones won't be. It looks pretty good. Most of them will be open, so I'll just give you a list of the ones that won't be.
Okay.
And that's going to be Buzz Lightyear, Astro Blasters, Chippendale's Treehouse, Davy Crockett's Explorer Canoes, Disneyland's Monorail, Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, Donald's Boat, Finding Nemo Submarine. Oh, too bad.
Yeah, you get pretty tight in there, right?
Forever. Frontierland Shootin' Gallery. Goofy's Playhouse, Jungle Cruise, because I imagine they're going to start changing the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
The Main Street Cinema, the Matterhorn, and it says that one is closed for refurbishment, it says.
Huh.
Mickey Mouse's House, Minnie's House, the Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island, the Sailing Ship Columbia, the Sleeping Beauty Castle walkthrough, where you can see all the scenes from the movie.
Yeah.
Star Wars Launch Bay and Storybook Land Boat Canals.
I mean, that's a lot. So, that's not nothing. That's a lot.
Well, it's more things are open than not. So it doesn't sound like, California Adventure just has a few things closed, and that will be the Animation Academy, the Bakery Tour, the Golden Zephyr,
the Golden Zephyr?
Thing.
What?
Yeah.
Stop the press.
The Grizzly River Run, the Red Trolley Car, and the Redwood Creek Challenge.
Oh, that's fun.
And but everything else is pretty much open. So, I mean, on the list of California Adventure, I don't do any of those things. So I feel like there's still going to be quite a bit to do. there. And yeah, quite a bit to do in Disneyland, honestly.
Yeah, if you're a parent, you're going with your kids, Redwood Adventures being down is kind of a bummer because that's a super fun play zone for the kids. But if you're like an adult type person, you want to rock rides, it doesn't sound like DCA is a problem at all.
No. Not really even Disneyland, I don't think. Like the Matterhorn, kind of a bummer, but.
Yeah, yeah, I would say. Yeah. I mean,
the Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise, yeah, that kind of thing. But we're going to get a new Jungle Cruise when it reopens, probably.
Didn't they have all this time when it was closed to do maintenance? Why are they doing it now when the park's open? That feels weird.
The Matterhorn?
Well, the Matterhorn and the Jungle Cruise.
Well, Jungle Cruise, the plan just happened to change it.
Just saying. Fair. All right, I'll give you that one. Fair, fine.
Oh, and when it reopens, it says that the Haunted Mansion is going to have new magic. So, and I kind of expected that because usually it takes them about a month and a half to get rid of all of the Haunted Mansion holiday stuff.
Yeah.
And the refurb that was going on in 2000, like the beginning of 2020 when the parks were still open, said it was going to be at least 6 months. So that seemed to me like more invasive than just taking down the Christmas stuff. So I think that was planned before all this happened to add some new things to it. So I'm excited to see what that is.
Any guesses?
No. Other than, you know, the hitchhiking ghosts in Disney World, how they're like kind of interactive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if maybe it's something like that because we still have the Pepper's ghost, like mannequin animatronics at ours, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's the only thing I can guess. And I do think the graveyard scene is looking kind of tired. So maybe they're trying to spruce that up a little.
Here's my pitch. They're going to take out a bunch of those ghosts that pop up out of the graves. They're going to take all of those out of the graveyard scene and replace them all with Hatbox ghosts. That's just going to be so many, like 45 to 65 Hatbox ghosts.
Well, there's a couple of them in there, right?
Pretty cool.
Because it's the same mold. They use the same mold a few times. And you can see the shape of his head. It's the same dude.
Of the Hatbox ghost?
Yeah, yeah. Like they used like this, a similar, like the same mold and made a different character. And you can see.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like way back when. So there's a lot of characters that aren't the Hatbox ghosts, but have the same face. Check it out. There's stuff on YouTube about it. You can see. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like when you see, if you've been on Phantom Manor, you go to the Wild Wild West instead of the graveyard, and there's like a piano player or something, and it's obviously the Dreamfinder from Epcot. It's just him.
The
Dreamfinder with,
I don't know what this is.
With Figment and the Dreamfinder, the old man.
Never been on it, not once.
He's the red bearded guy that flies the bagpipe.
Yeah,
what?
Flies the bagpipe, that's right.
There's someone flying a bagpipe in this ride?
Not anymore,
yeah. They got rid of him.
Now he's in Paris.
Kinda, and he's dead. Right. Yeah, he's a ghost. You gotta. I'll have to find that and send it to you, Miriam. But you don't even know who he is, the OG? Wow, bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he made a comic back. Book. There's a comic book.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there totally is. Yeah. Well, this is great. It's opening. It's back. There's some rides that aren't open, but whatever. Who cares? Go on the rides that are. It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
It's 90% open.
Great.
And speaking of 90% open, by June 15th, California has announced that they will be fully reopened, which means that hopefully that means that people out of state can come to Disneyland in June or starting in June.
There you go.
So. Also some pretty good news.
That's great news.
Especially for me.
Yeah, especially I was thinking. For Miriam.
So wait, so when does Avengers Campus open then?
They haven't said. I'm hoping for October, because how great would it be to be at Disneyland for Halloween and the opening of Avengers Campus.
Miriam, I'm hoping for sooner.
There's still limited capacity, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I bet you they're waiting.
I think there will be until 2022, at least. So we don't know, obviously, the end date of all this. So
maybe they're waiting until the capacity thing is done. You know what I mean?
Could be.
Yeah.
Because I think it's done.
It's ready.
They announced that it was supposed to open in June of 2020 at the beginning of 2020. So I have to imagine it's almost ready to just open.
Yeah, totally.
But so maybe you're right. Maybe they're just waiting till more people can go to it.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Bummer.
So this is an interesting update in Walt Disney World. PhotoPass photographers will be taking photos of maskless guests beginning April 8th. So the rule standing right now is you have to have your mask on unless you are actively eating or drinking, and you have to be sitting or, you know, somewhere that's sanctioned for you to eat or drink. And then they're adding this new, you can take your mask off if you're with a photo pass photographer, but then right back on after your picture is taken.
Right.
So
just don't lick them.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't lick anyone. Yeah. Don't do that. Please.
Please. That'd be appreciated. Well, that's nice. Well, you know, you're going to get a nicer photo. That's great. You get to see a pretty face.
Yeah, and I feel like you're far enough away from your photo past photographer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Feel okay I don't about know. That, hopefully.
I don't know. I disagree. I've seen my own face, and I think that I take a better photo with the mask on. When I'm covering 3/4 of my face, gosh darn it, I'm a good-looking man. You know?
You know, Mark, you also have really pretty eyes. Right. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
For as long as you don't have to look at the
rest of your face. Yeah. It's
pretty good. No one can see this mustache with the mask on.
All the better. All the better.
No, it's a magnificent mustache.
Well, the mustache might be good, but the face is
What's behind that mustache?
A 4 out of 10 on a good day.
I disagree. Okay.
Are you guys ready for some universal news?
Finally, yes.
Some very exciting universal news.
I'm not ready.
You're not?
No.
Well, you're going to have to get ready because here it comes.
All right. What is it?
The Velocicoaster is opening June 10th.
Whoa. Yeah.
Amazing.
Sorry. June 10th, 2023?
2020.
I love how you threw the one in there. Wait, it's been open for a year?
I mean, that is a universal move, isn't it? Like, it's been open this whole time. It's not our fault you didn't know.
Wait, you didn't see the dinosaurs on that roller coaster over there?
Yeah. That. So very exciting. I'm really sad that I'm going to be missing it by just a few months, but I guess it's a reason to go back.
Totally.
That's what they do. It's how they get you.
That is exactly how they get you.
I got to say that coaster looks awesome. Like, I've been watching some ride tests and it looks pretty cool. Like, I have no idea what happens indoors. Yeah, just like it's good. Like that barrel roll over the water. Way, you know, there's a top hat. It's coaster is legit. It's a legit coaster. Plus whatever animatronic dinos we get.
Happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little storytelling. I'm there for it. Pumped. June 10th. Way to go. That's pretty soon. Man, right for the start of summer, Universal knows what they're doing.
Okay, and our last piece of news is, again, at Disneyland. Have you guys seen this new food item that has made a debut at the Touch of Disney event?
No, what is it?
It is... So, imagine a dill pickle that has been hollowed out.
Oh, I like the sound of this.
I like it. This is already. News. Yeah. I like it.
And
this
then
is news.
Somebody put a hot dog in the middle of that hollowed out pickle.
I'm still in
and then battered it in panko and corn dog batter then deep fried the whole thing.
Oh,
so
God.
It is a hot dog inside of a pickle corn dog.
What do they call it?
I think they call it a pickle corn dog. Simple as that.
Straightforward, yeah.
Now, how would you feel about me telling you that it is served with a peanut butter dipping sauce?
Oh, you just lost me there. I'm in. If I can dip it in some ketchup.
Send a picture to you. We'll post the picture on our Instagram, too. I'm going to send
a picture to
you guys of this thing.
And what did I reply to your pic, Miriam? I went, yum. I'm in. It's short of the peanut butter.
Well, no, it's served with the peanut butter. So what are you going to do?
Wait. It's not dunkable, or the peanut butter comes on already?
No, it's dunkable. I just wanted to trick you.
No. I'm going to not dunk that. I'm going to dunk in some ketchup. Mm. Listen, I love
ketchup.
Pickles.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
That is foul, sir. Oh,
what are you talking about?
Ketchup in a pickle?
Hell
that's
yes.
That's too much chef. That's too
really
much sour.
Gross.
Disagree. That's too much sour. Strongly disagree. When I get burgers, ask my wife. I always order extra pickles and extra ketchup. And I rock that.
Ketchup and pickles.
Oh. Ugh. Yes. When I have a hot dog, ketchup and pickles. Load up them pickles, son.
You need
Look, I love pickles and I always have a big jar of pickles. I go to Costco and I get that really big jar of pickles. The baby dills. Mm-hmm. I like them when they're crunchy. Oh, yes. So this corn dog also has a pickle in it and a corn dog in it. If I can dunk that in ketchup, this is legit. This is like, you're moving into top 3 snack territory for me.
It looks really gross. I'm just going to say that. I just sent you guys the picture, so you tell me what you think. But
okay.
I feel like the hot dog looks uncooked. And I'm wondering if it's like not getting cooked because it's too much barrier between it and the hot oil.
Is it just me or does it look like sushi? Look like an avocado in the middle.
No. It looks It looks so gross.
I just delete this.
And here's the thing. I maybe would consider it if it was with mustard. The peanut butter idea with this truly makes me sick to my stomach. Well, are they doing with that?
It's also not very artisan. Like, literally, the peanut butter thing you're dunking in is literally the stuff you get at, like, Denny's or, you know, IHOP at the breakfast table.
That's your problem and not the, like, the way this hot dog looks inside of this thing?
No, cool. I'd eat that. I'd eat that. I totally eat that.
Yeah, I get it. I get where Chris is at. You put a thing inside a thing and it's kind of like, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'll try anything twice, you know? That's my life philosophy. So, listen, I'll do this. I'll do it again. And if I hate it after the second time, then I promise I'll tell you about it. But I also promise next time I'm there that I will eat at least one of them.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah. Miriam, will you eat one of these? Will you eat one? Come on, when you're down there.
Well, here's the thing. I'm about to gross you guys out. So the Kenley family, we do have a thing that I've always been shamed for eating growing up, but it is definitely a thing that my family does, and that is peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. So you get like cheapo white bread and then just like cheap peanut butter. Like, don't get fancy with your peanut butter, like a Skippy or a Jif, just something really cheap and delicious. Mm-hmm. And then a cheap dill pickle situation. You slice up the pickles, you put them on the sandwich. That is delicious. And so that's like, minus the hot dog, mm-hmm. I'm in with a cornbreaded pickle with peanut butter sauce. I would be in on that. It's the hot dog. It really makes me feel ill. Like,
do you just not like hot dogs? Is that what's up?
I do, but there's something gross about the pickle and the corn dog breading with the hot dog, and I think it's the peanut butter in this picture that's making me barf.
It's the peanut butter, but take the peanut butter away. You don't have to eat the peanut butter.
I might try it with mustard, but I can't get this image of this peanut butter with it out of my mind. So
I want, because Miriam sent us a picture, and it is a halved one of these items we're talking about, and then a little tub of peanut butter and another little tub of peanut butter. And I'm with you, Miriam. If you sub out one of those tubs of peanut butter for like a little baby tub of mustard, yes, please.
Yeah. Are you trying it with the peanut butter too?
Yeah, I'll try anything twice, and there's two of them, so it's perfect.
Hey, Mark, but you're a street meat guy though, right? You're a hot dog guy.
Excuse me.
You heard what I said.
How dare you, sir?
You're a hot dog stand kind of
fella. I am a refined meat man. Okay. You know, here's the thing is I don't actually eat hot dogs, right?
Oh, of course. I don't eat
pork, no beef. No pork, no beef for this for this guy.
Yeah.
So if they had like a chicken dog in there or a veggie dog, this is my complaint about all of these items, is I would do it. I would love a corn dog if it was like a veggie corn dog or a chicken.
I wish
corn
they
dog.
Would do that. I don't know. They're getting so on board with vegan options. I really think they should add a veggie dog in there.
Yeah, like a vegan corn dog. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Yes, please. Why not? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, hot dog is barely real food anyway. So go ahead and make like a vegetarian one.
It has, right?
Yeah,
it would probably be really delicious and give some people who want to have it an option.
Yeah. Give me the option to be gross, please.
100%.
Well, this is certainly
I'll always give you that option.
Certainly could be a grenade for our grenade list later. Very good. All right, Miriam, is that the news?
That's the news.
All right, friends. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with some more We Like Theme Parks
podcast. Ah.
Segment time. Okay, we've been talking about a lot of snacks lately, and some great ones, some of the championship ones. We also just talked about some gross ones, which was great to discuss. So let's dig a little deeper into that and talk about your Disney snack grenades. The snack that you're not going to eat, the snack that you're going to pick apart and joke about like we just did. Each of us are going to present our Disney snack grenade. I feel like we should all try these after we say it. But again, up to you. Up to you. You've been warned. But if you do, know that we ain't feeling these snacks. Is that fair to say, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Even though Mark will try it twice, he will eat all of these twice. I would say to you, friends, Skip it. Eat something else. Eat the corn dog in the pickle. Go eat that. That is the way. Go hit that up.
This is the way.
How about I just get things rolling? Would that be all right, guys? I got one.
I think you should.
All right. There is a, if you've been to Disney Springs lately, They have got this food truck, a bunch of food trucks now, and there's a hot dog food truck. And they have something in this food truck. It's actually kind of funny that what Miriam was just talking about, I almost thought she was going to talk about my snack, and I'm glad she didn't. It is a peanut butter and jelly hot dog that you can get. And
that's disgusting.
Yeah. Why? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a peanut butter and jelly hot dog. And so this is what you get. It's like a spicy peanut butter. And I've had spicy peanut butter. I bought it for my wife. Debbie, did you like the spicy peanut butter I got you? Did you ever eat that? No, she just made up like a, you know, when you scrunch your nose, like, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It cost me a lot of money too. It was fancy. Anyway, she did not care for it. So already don't eat this thing. And then it comes with a banana honey mustard, which is kind of different. Can't say I've tried that before. A berry chipotle preserve. Then it's got bacon and peanuts. And the bun is like a French toasted bun. It's French toast.
Oh, no.
And then obviously the hot dog, which is, you know,
this
hot
is making dog. My stomach turn. This is so gross.
It's super gross. It sounds gross. I can't say I've tried it, but I will never eat this thing. Too like, many I mixing. Think
if you take the hot dog off of it, I don't know, the French toast, though. That's too much. It's so gross. Never mind. I take it back. I was going to say everything else sounds fine together, but not in a French toast.
I would eat all of these things separately. I just together, like as an ensemble of tastes. No way. No way. Bacon and peanuts and French toast and a hot. No. Ugh. Come on.
People. I think what Sorry. They were trying to do. Have you ever had a burger with peanut butter on it?
Yes.
No,
it's so good.
Really?
And I think. Really good. I think that's what they were trying to do with this. But a burger has like more flavor things going on than a hot dog, I think.
Okay.
I think took a left turn with this one.
Mm-hmm. I feel like hot dogs are open for experimentation, but this is just getting too wacky. This is just like, you know how there's, you'll go to like a carnival and there's like shock value food, you know, like an Oreo that's been deep fried with this and wrapped in a chicken, fried chicken, something gross. This is like next level weird. Like where it's just like, well, what else can we put on there? How about we dump some peanuts on it? Yeah. Like, can you imagine the guy, the executive chef of this food truck coming up with this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I had once at one of those, speaking of those wackadoodle amusement fair weird foods?
Yeah.
I deep fried butter once. That was the most disappointing thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Really?
Yeah, because you know what was it? But you know what happens when you deep fry butter? It melts.
Right.
So all it was an empty shell. It's like, you got me, you carnies. You tricked me.
It was just the big hoax.
Yeah, paid man. $14 for these things. There's nothing in them.
I remember the big thing was a Krispy Kreme burger. It was a burger with a Krispy Kreme donut was the bun. And my wife ate that thing and like it was a slow eat. Every bite was just so rich and I think I had a bite, but my wife just slowly like burned through that thing. I don't know, man. Too weird.
I'll do a grilled cheeseburger first, where the bun is just grilled cheeses.
Well, that's
I'm into that.
That sounds great. Yeah. That's not our topic today. These are grenades, Mark. Not amazing.
Sorry. Don't tell you about the things that I like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Somebody else give me a grenade.
Sure. I'll give you a grenade. How about everything in Tomorrowland?
Not good.
Just Tomorrowland as a whole, food wise.
Yeah.
No, and thank you. Yeah. The moment I walk into Tomorrowland, I just go, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the problem is too? And tell me if this happens to you guys. When you guys walk into the Magic Kingdom, which way do you usually go?
Left.
Same. Left. Always Adventureland. Always. So dinner time, where are you?
Disagree. I go straight. Fantasyland.
Interesting.
You go straight.
Okay. Interesting. So where do you go? You go straight and then where do you end up
Peter
going?
Pan.
Yeah, but then which way do you end up going? Like, you hang a right after?
Back to the Haunted Mansion.
Right.
Okay, so then, all right. So I would go clockwise. I would start at Adventureland and work my way around the park.
Oh, yeah. You guys would be so annoyed with the Kenleys. We're like zigzagging all over that thing. We're not. There's no pattern, no rhyme or reason.
Well, it depends
you know
on
what.
Fast Pass.
I would watch that show,
that.
Though. I would
we
watch.
Are chaotic. It's.
So annoyed by the Kenleys sounds like the reality show that I want in my life.
I still want to see you guys work your way around the World Showcase with the drunk Kenleys.
At the Magic Kingdom, we're basically pinball machining around to like lowest wait times for stuff.
Yeah.
So there's no rhyme or reason, but typically it's Fantasyland first and then wherever else we're going.
See, I like to go to usually the time that I go is low season. So you're able to kind of circulate right through the park. But when,
see, we like to annoy my dad with a Small World round very top of the morning.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's a great way to start.
Great rope drop. There you go, Dad. Enjoy.
And he's just
so well, my point is if you start in Adventureland, you end in Tomorrowland and have at dinner time. So it's like cosmic rays and it's like, you know.
Gross. You know what? I don't mind that animatronic guy though.
That cosmic rays are great. That the food is brutal. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. Can I say this too? Do you think maybe when Tron comes out that maybe they'll have some Tron food? Oh, yeah?
Like what?
I don't know.
What would you like, Tron? Like what food, what Tron food would you like?
It's well, like okay, there's only
on floppy disks.
Okay, do you remember the movie that you
burger
hated?
Burger that crunches.
Yeah, it's like it's shaped like it, and it glows like one of those discs that they all throw.
Okay, but you guys are, could you imagine if your food glowed, like glowing food?
I would not eat it. You're not supposed to eat glowing food.
Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome. I'd do it twice, right, Mark?
I'd try it.
Yeah. But do you remember?
I wouldn't like it. I'd be mad about it, but I'll do it.
Here's what I think they'll do. They're for sure going to have Tron drinks that glow with those cubes or whatever they put in there.
If you've seen the movie and you both have reluctantly, there's a scene where they drink pure energy.
When they drink from the river of power.
Yeah. I want to drink the river of power. Yeah. And it's going to glow and I'm going to feel like $1 million. Like it's going to be cool.
It better look like that. It better glow with that same intensity.
Yeah. But imagine,
yes.
Imagine walking around Tomorrowland or walking around the Tron, because it's going to be a whole area, Tron, with your drink that just glows. Badass. So badass. I can't.
Okay. Wait. It's my turn for a grenade.
You're the last one.
Sorry.
The final grenade, Miriam.
Okay. So in California Adventure at their corn dog castle, they have just a fried block of Velveeta essentially. So it's basically a corn dog that's all like Velveeta, like, or like the peel top cheese. Oof, so gross. Lots of people love this thing, but it's nasty. It's like eating that Play-Doh cheese, but fry it first.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That sounds all right.
Yeah, I'm not out yet. Yeah,
it is your vegetarian option there.
So. You kind of sold me. You were like, "This is gross," and everything you said after that was like, "That sounds pretty good."
I mean, here's the thing though, like depending on what time of day you do, or like when they're doing them earlier, they're a little better, but later in the day, they're like pretty gross.
Have they been sitting out all day? Do they fry these cheese things and then leave them so they start to re-coagulate or whatever?
Maybe that's what it is, but I've definitely had like a coagulated situation from a friend having it, and then you take a bite of it and you're like, what in the world?
It's gotta be gooey.
Like Dunkaroos type, or like those...
Oh, see, sold again. I was out. I was out when you said coagulated, and then you said Dunkaroos, and I went back in.
Back in.
You know what we're talking about? The cheese sauce that was like with the breadsticks.
Yeah. I know the ones you're talking about. Little snack pack things. Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Snack sticks.
My thing. Is also like that's a lot of cheese. It's corn dog sized.
But wait a second. There's no wiener in there, right? It's just cheese?
Just the cheese, yeah. But it's as big as one of the corn dogs.
Let me tell you, the only wiener here is the one eating it, baby.
Yeah.
All right, friends. Well, hey, there you go. That's three Disney snack grenades and all of Tomorrowland, of course. Just don't eat there, friends. Just don't do it unless it's Tron drinks. Don't do it. And this is a perfect timing because we just talked about some bad snacks. So let's get into the good ones. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. March Madness, the snacks. The Final Four is here. Y'all ready for this? All right, friends, we're back. It's Snack Fight. It's time for round 5 of March Madness, the snacks, the Final Four. And it's brought to you by Waltimore and Mick, our sponsors.
You got to check them out at WaltimereMick.com. Wow, friends, we started out with 64 iconic snacks. Now we're down to 4. And you, the fans, have been voting on every matchup since day one, including today's. And we're going to reveal the 2 Yum Yums that are going to advance to the final championship round. You have 1 snack from each of the conferences remaining. And wow, I mean, these are the 4 legit snacks to rule the world, man. These are it from each conference. This is exciting. Let's just get right into our first matchup. Representing Disney International from Tokyo Disney, it's the multi-flavored Tokyo popcorn. And going up against Disney East's champ, it's the premium Mickey bar. I mean, does it get harder than this, guys? I don't know. It's tough. This is hard. We're talking about Tokyo popcorn. We're talking about the iconic premium Mickey bar. Woo. This is a tough one, friends. Miriam, let's kick it off with you. I know you haven't had this popcorn yet. So does that really kind of like set you on a path because you haven't had this? You've had one, you haven't had the other?
No, it doesn't. I voted for the popcorn because I really, here's the thing. I voted for another frozen treat, so I felt like that was enough for me for frozen treats. And I love popcorn. Even if it was just the regular Disney popcorn, I would have voted for it. But the fact that these are all flavors, forget it. I'm sold. I want this popcorn real bad. So I voted for popcorn.
I like it. You're keeping a balanced diet here.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. That's great. You know what? I'll go next. I agree with you, Miriam. I kept talking about in all this, everyone's loving the premium Mickey bar. I don't know what's so premium about it. It's just an ice cream bar. There's no magic. You know, it's an ice cream bar.
It's a magical shape.
Yeah. Okay. But it's still an ice cream bar. And once you take 1 or 2 bites, it doesn't even look like Mickey anymore. Really. What does it look like then? Like a murp murp. You don't know what it is. So, yeah, it could be anything. So I voted for popcorn as well. The popcorn flavors are so unique. You're not going to get it anywhere else in the world. And they are just as iconic, maybe even more iconic. Everybody has those popcorn holder things. There's so many different ones. I know, Miriam, you love your popcorn holder. You're working on one right now.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to use it as a purse. So
you're not going to get popcorn once?
No, not in that. Are you kidding? It's got glue on it. That can't be good for you to have your things you eat next to glue.
Yeah, probably not so much. Yeah, definitely voted for the Tokyo popcorn. I've also had it and it's great. I've had the Mickey bar and I went, oh, that's all right. I'm a popcorn man. That's 2. Mark, are you joining the flock?
Yeah, popcorn, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Did you have like
going against the ice cream, a rare move?
Well, I mean, you know, all the things you guys already said. It's everything you already said. I would just be repeating what you said. So yeah, popcorn.
No. Well, listen, the 3 of us agree, but I have to wonder what the rest of our fans and America felt of this matchup. I don't know if they're on board. What do you say, Miriam?
They're not. Yeah. 65%. Voted for the Mickey bar to 35% popcorn.
Fools.
Yeah.
Fools.
Figures.
Fools.
Yeah.
I think the Mickey bar is just too iconic. I think that's what brought us down.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? Our listeners are dumb. That's the problem.
No, you're not.
What? I'm going to say the thing that everybody's afraid to say. Our listeners are dumb. How about that?
I don't think our listeners are dumb.
Sure. There you go. You just pander. You pander away. You pander away as the most delicious popcorn on the earth gets thrown into the trash bin and lit on fire, and everybody celebrates this boring Mickey ice cream thing.
You know, I might have felt the same way you do, Mark, when the turkey leg got eviscerated in round 1.
Yeah, but the turkey leg's nasty. So.
But it's not nasty. Snack. It is. What? It's not a grenade snack. It's delicious. It's a smoked turkey leg. Oh, my.
If I didn't think I was going to hurt your feelings, I would have put that on my grenade list of snacks instead of the cheese fried.
Oh, I'll tell you this. The only thing worse than a turkey leg is a turkey leg in Tomorrowland. Put that on a t-shirt.
With a side of sadness.
Oh, man. All right, America. You've picked your poison. You picked the Mickey-shaped bar, the premium one, not the regular one, the premium one, advancing to the finals of March Madness, the snacks. So let's get to our last matchup right here. representing Disney West, ladies and gentlemen. You know it. You love it. It's the Dole Whip going up against the champ from Universal USA. And I'm surprised it's a champ. Butterbeer ice cream. Butterbeer can do no wrong. It's Butterbeer. Butterbeer anything. This is a tough one. Mark, why don't you kick things off? Which way are you feeling?
What a joke. Are you kidding? This is a tough one. Get out of town. You know what? This would be a tough one.
Yeah.
This would be a tough one if you said it's Dole Whip versus Butterbeer. Like a frozen slushy Butterbeer.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh yeah, that's a tough call.
That is a tough call.
Or if it was Butterbeer ice cream versus Dole Whip, but the Dole Whip was like, you know, barfed on by like a bunch of pigeons or something. Like seagulls came and like, you know, shedded a bunch of their like dirt feathers onto this Dole Whip. And then you said, choose one. I'm like, oh, that's a tough choice. Butterbeer ice cream versus Dole Whip is not a hard choice. That's a Dole Whip. That's a Dole Whip win 100%.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll go next. I disagree with Mark. I totally agree. Yeah, it's without a doubt. A Dole Whip is a Dole Whip, man. And I like Butterbeer. Everybody likes Butterbeer. Guys, is it just me? It's cream soda, right? That's the magic flavor? It's cream soda.
Ish, yeah.
No, it's more adjacent. Magical than that, but adjacent, yeah.
But it's cream soda-ish. I love cream soda. Oh, love it. I love, like on a hot summer day, you get that cream soda freezy, the white freezy. Ooh, ooey wee. Listen, I love me that Butterbeer taste, but it's not a Butterbeer. This is the Butterbeer ice cream. It's not the same. It's not iconic. I just don't care about it. Dole Whip is a Dole Whip. It's got to happen. It's a rite of passage when you go to Disney. It's a rite of passage. Never forget giving my daughter her first Dole Whip. That was a big deal. Nobody cares.
To be fair, that's because you smushed it in her face.
I might have smushed it. Yes. There was some smushing.
That's why you remember it. That's why it's such a visceral memory for you. Yeah. Because you took a whole Dole Whip and just went, come here, and smush into the face.
I don't know if it was the whole Dole Whip. I didn't want to waste it. It might have been a little smushing, but yeah, fair. Dole Whip for me. How about you, Miriam?
Yeah, I voted for Dole Whip. I like a tart ice cream more than I like a really sweet ice cream. So
you would.
Right? I'm into the tart.
Yeah.
And that's evidenced by my sorbet choice at the beginning of the show instead of giving you an ice cream choice. So, yeah, Dole Whip forever.
Dole Whip forever. America, you got to be feeling the same way, right? Come on.
They were. It was Dole Whip 84% to 16% Butterbeer ice cream.
84% in the semifinals? That is a beatdown. That is a beatdown. But oh, I don't care how magical, you know, you didn't have a Patronus to save you on this one, baby. Dole Whip just smacked you with its pineapple taste. Yum. Oh, well, that's great. Well, guys, this sets up the finals. Miriam, what is the giant, fantastic, amazing snack showdown that's going to be in our final week of March Madness, the snacks?
For our final championship matchup, we have the number one Dole Whip against the number three Mickey Bar.
Wow, two crazy iconic treats. This is going to be a barn burner. Friends, it's up to you. You're picking the winner. You're going to pick the snack of all snacks. Last year you did it with rides and you picked the Haunted Mansion, and now it's the Haunted Mansion. It's the greatest. So what?
That was a Disney West win. Will it go two for two? Oh,
true, says the Disney West fan. Wow. I really thought that that big donut was going to make it. I really thought Lard Lad had a shot.
No chance. I knew it.
All right, friends. Well, hey, be sure to check us out. Hop on Instagram. You can vote this week on the championship matchup, either the Mickey and Premium Bar or the Dole Whip. Pop on there. And don't forget, you could win a super cool prize from Waltimir and Mick. Jump on our Instagram. Fill out the thing. You got to follow a couple people and say something. I don't remember, but it's something easy.
And you got to follow some people and say something.
I don't know. You got to do something. You got to jump a hoop or two.
All of the easy instructions are on our post on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Everybody go to @WeLikeTheme Parks and check it out.
Yeah, I don't know. This sounds very complicated the way Chris described
it. I'm going to bed. It's not.
No. I'm going to bed. This is very difficult.
All right, friends. Well, this is a good spot to wrap this bad boy up. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you had a good time, rate, review, subscribe.
subscribe. Why haven't you done it already? Do it. We'll wait. All right, thanks for swinging that. That's great. If you have a segment idea or you just want to say, hey, you can hit us up at whatsup@welikethemeparks.com. You can always find us goofing around on Instagram @welikethemeparks. And finally, check us out on Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5, Sundays at noon. I got to tell you, Magic of the Mouse Radio guy is blowing up so many listeners now. It's just, it's exploded. It's pretty great.
Of course.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast, it's our good buddy, Mike Treblecock. You want to check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
A big, big thank you to Waltimear and Mick for sponsoring today's podcast. They're going to be with us on our finale episode as well. Check them out at WaltimearandMick.com. For Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And we like theme parks.
What? I'll tell you, if the Mickey Bar wins this whole thing, I'm quitting this show. You understand? There's no way, right?
There's no way.
I know at WDW Bathrooms is all about the Mickey Bar. So we have one person voting Mickey Bar.
She's a cowgirl, like, man. She's crazy. All right. We'll see you next week, friends.
Bye.